This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
How you guys doing? This is J.D. Smith, the host of the Hipterist, the Black Wall Street Journal podcast show. I just wanted to jump on right quick and just do a quick rant. You already know I don't really have notes all the time. I just let my mind go. First off, I just wanted to thank everyone who just consistently listens to this podcast show, because I'm still shocked that like people love this actual show. You know, I just get on here when I feel I have something to say or add value, and I just rant about economics all day. And I'm just really, really feel blessed that people still check this out. You know, we are now past 11,000 streams. So thank you guys so much for having a interest to just like hear me blab all day and stutter. You know, I just find it interesting, but I can see why people listen to this podcast show. Economics is a type of understanding that most of us do not understand, especially in the United States, because we are completely brainwashed to just follow orders. But they say that we are actually free, but we don't really know what freedom actually looks like. You know, we think that like if we're not in chains or being slapped around each day, that we're actually free. And so it gets us to buy into this whole nostalgia that the system created for us to stay blind. But what I find interesting is people in third world nations or developing countries have more financial education than us here. Let me say it again. Citizens in third world nations or developing countries have a better financial education than us here because they go through a lot more stuff than us here. Typically, that we can easily notice, you know, it's easy to spot, you know, like dirty streets or a lack of food. It's not simple for us to actually understand the reason why we are going inside a store and paying more for stuff is because our current dollar doesn't have a lot of buying power. A lot of us don't truly understand the term buying power, you know, and that's for the obvious reasons why. But yeah, I just wanted to come on here and just, you know, just share some thoughts about things I'm seeing in inside the news and potentially where these long-term trends is going to actually go. Prime example, the top tech CEOs has been quietly selling their shares in their own companies, from Apple, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and Facebook. All of those CEOs has sold a lot of shares. Now the question is, excuse me, I just burped. Where do you think that money is actually going to. In my opinion, they are quietly investing in blockchain and space. Blockchain is just a groundbreaking technology. It's literally given us the ability to program money, meaning like we can change its value ourselves. We can make it more valuable or less valuable, but you know, more than likely we'll make it more valuable. And that's crazy because currency for the longest time, only governments can tell you what something is actually worth, even if it's true or false. With cryptocurrency, we can set our own value. We can say, you know what, this coin is worth this, but this one that I just made is worth this. And if you sit and think about that, that's a very powerful concept, because nobody controls blockchains, open blockchains. Nobody can regulate cryptocurrency. Recently in the news, you know, the Chinese government has once again banned cryptocurrency. I believe that they banned it because they banned cryptocurrency because their economy is having a serious problem. This whole Evergrande real estate development firm issue is pretty big. This is a Chinese public organization that does various things in the real estate industry. And a lot of Chinese citizens, corporations, and even international banks and firms has invested into Evergrande also. And so a lot of money is tied up. And so this company can't guarantee certain things that they said that they were going to actually do, like build properties, finance things, and hell, grow your profit. If they can't pay their bills, and a lot of people throughout the world, and especially in China, has invested that cash into that business, then a lot of people is not gonna get paid, which means a lot of Chinese jobs or retirement funds are gonna be lost, just like in 2008 with Lehman Brothers over here in the United States. And so a problem is that if you have the most powerful financial companies in the world is highly investing your cash or capital in these companies, you are going to lose. If you lose, can you truly afford to take that hit? You probably can't. And so this has the potential to cause a problem. So I believe that the Chinese new crypto ban is to stop capital outflows, or capital outflows is your investment money is flowing out of a country. And so what governments do is when you have capital outflows, they do something called capital controls to keep the money here. And so we understand that younger generations buy cryptocurrency. They see it as a safe haven. So people have sold a lot of shares of Evergrande, taking that money out, putting it into cryptocurrency. And so now that they can use cryptocurrency to move their value or their money or their wealth out of China, and China cannot have that. What most people don't understand is the first job of any government is to stay in power. If you have money outflowing from a country that is governed by a government body, you don't have any money to do anything. You don't have money to help people. You don't have money to help out government social things, programs, pay your bills. Or on the other end, you don't have power to control and push forth certain policies. So the first thing that you're going to do is capital controls. You're going to keep that value in your borders. So in my personal view, the Chinese crypto ban is to stop capital outflows. That's what they are currently doing. And we're just in that era where the world is just a different place. And because of technology, things are just speeding along. You know, advancements in energy and just labor and working, just everything across the board is just speeding up. And so it is our job as conscious spiritual beings is to tap in, focus, reposition, pivot, and then profit. What you do with your profit is your business. Hopefully you are using some of that to help other people prosper as well. Secondly, because of all of these changes, how society functions is shifting, mainly in the area of work. At the end of this year, I'm going to be releasing another just long length and detailed article all about what is going to take place starting in 2022 globally and how you can gain from it or go around it, right? To maintain your household and your lifestyle and your wealth. Currently, what I've been doing quietly, I have been acquiring profitable skills that the marketplace is willing to pay for. Because if you go to the store or the gas pump, you see inflation is prices are jumping up because of inflation. And if you don't have those proper skills where you can work in the marketplace or provide a product or service in the actual marketplace, then you're going to be stuck barely living. And that's just how society works. Society is not a place where you can set it and forget it. That doesn't exist. Okay. By and large, the set it and forget it strategy does not last forever. Things will evolve. Needs, wants, value. It will always evolve, and it is our job to stay ahead of that. So what I'm doing is I am getting into software engineering. You know, I plan to, well, I'm going to start a all black software company and create platforms and solutions that will uplift and provide value to everyone throughout the world, whether you are black, brown, purple, orange, anything. It doesn't matter, but we need more black firms out there, right? We need to create seats at the table so we can bring value and help shape the new world. And primarily, that's only going to happen through tech-based businesses. Okay, our society is tech-based, and it's only going to accelerate. You know, so that's like very important to actually to understand that. And it's very important to understand where money is actually going. Money is going to continue to be a programmable code. So learn about cryptocurrencies. You know, I will be coming on here every thousandth stream. So just be looking out. And thank you guys very much for checking me out. If anyone has any questions or would like me to talk about anything related to finance, society, that kind of stuff, please email me at info@hipterist.com. That's info@hipterist.com. I wrote a brand new book called Financial Distancing. That's DISTANCING. Financial Distancing, How to Economically Quarantine Your Wealth. And the Kindle version and the paperback is on Amazon. I am currently putting together a brand new book and a project giving you a step-by-step realistic guide on how to build true wealth. Let me say it again. I am putting together a brand new book that is a realistic guide on how to actually build wealth, because it's so many ideas out there and it's so much information, but there is no order. So in this brand new wealth building guide, it's literally clear English, plain English, step-by-step guide on how to build true wealth, to maintain your lifestyle, to elevate your household, plus just strengthen your community and the culture. So thank you guys very much. And I'll be back the next thousandth. Wait a minute. Did I say it right? I'm sorry. The next thousandth episode, I'll get it together by the next thousandth episode. So, all right, guys. Thank you very much.